This is Steve Sherlock on another series of podcasts for Franklin Matters. The new facility, Franklin High School, was just dedicated this afternoon, Sunday, September 21st. I managed to record both the dedication ceremony and then the dedicatory concert in the new auditorium. And I'm about to share that with you here. So you won't hear much of me speaking. The intro by school committee chair Tom Mercer, he introduces each of the speakers in the dedication ceremony. So that will go right through. When that finishes, he says, go take a tour. We'll then have a slight pause, and then we'll go into the auditorium where we'll just catch Peter Light and his remarks introducing the concert. Again, there's going to be some slight pauses as each band and or group moves on or off the stage, but bear with it. The music is tremendous. The acoustics is tremendous. Sit down, listen, and enjoy. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Could I ask everyone to stand for our Pledge of Allegiance? And to lead us in the pledge will be Isabella Palmieri, who will be the class of 2027, Michaela Coy-Kendall, class of 2026, Olivia Heaps, class of 2025, Madison Kelly, class of 2024, Shaw Dowling, class of 2023, and Joseph Maple, class of 2022. All right, kids, you can lead us off.
We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, kids. Now our Franklin High School chorus will sing the national anthem. Good afternoon, everyone. What a day. My name's Tom Mercer. I'm chairman of the Franklin High School Building Committee, a town council member, and a lifelong Franklin resident. It's my honor and privilege to welcome you to today's dedication ceremony for the new Franklin High School. Welcome to our honored guest, town council members, school committee members, and most especially, welcome to you, our community. This long-awaited day has finally arrived. We have spent a truly remarkable past 6 years planning and preparing for this day. It's hard to believe that the journey to this remarkable building began with a few concerns about safety and quality learning spaces. This is a joyous occasion, especially for the many of us here who have personally been involved in conceptualizing, shaping, organizing, and directing the concept of the new Franklin High School. Today, as we commemorate the opening of this inspiring and critically needed new facility, we are celebrating among friends as a community. After 4 years of identifying our needs, the actual design process began in the fall of 2009, with our architects and designers working with staff, local government representatives, and facility teams designing a new site that met expectations for quality learning, spaces that would be flexible, safe, and planned for future growth. With the help of former state representative Jim Valley, we were accepted into the MSBA Model School Program. And with the ongoing support of our current state rep, Jeff Roy, our senators Karen Spilka and Richard Ross, this new facility will provide our students with a safe, creatively designed 21st century learning environment. Our new facility has remarkable wireless technology, spaces for groups, storage, handicap accessibility, spaces throughout the facility, and most incredibly, this building took 621 days to construct. That's 21 months. That, in and of itself, is amazing and attributable to the finest team I've ever had the honor and pleasure to work with. They are the combined efforts of Daedalus Projects, AI3 Architects, Agostini Bacon Construction, and a talented, dedicated subcontractors. Please allow me to thank the architectural design team led by AI3 Architects, where James Jordan served as our principal architect, along with Darren Sawyer, Brian Henney, Brian Valentine, all worked tirelessly to lay out the footprint that was functional and thoughtfully designed. Throughout the design of both inside and outside spaces, students were their focus. You will see beautiful learning areas, perfectly sized, useful spaces for personal learning activity, creative spaces for group learning, and handicap accessibility everywhere. The designs bring in natural and soft ambient light, provide safe and welcoming spaces throughout the design, and have a functional and purposeful flow in the end. We believe our site is beautiful. I'd like to thank also Daedalus Projects for their constant diligence and project supervision. Sean Fennell, Joe Sullivan, Chris Reavy, Peter Zykowitz were instrumental in finding ways to look at materials in creative ways, saving the district thousands of dollars, and helping to keep crews working in the best location, even in the worst of weather. The Daedalus team coordinated the weekly construction meetings as well, pointing out ways to speed construction, keep crews focused, specific areas. It is difficult to express enough thanks for your perspective and expert advice. Our construction crews were guided by true craftsmen in their fields. Our general contractor, Agostini Bacon Construction, has been and continues to be amazing. Led by George Agostini, Steve Agostini, Robert Gilchrist, Bill Sharp, Rob Lanzaria, numerous crafts worked simultaneously to get the job done, and they did. These crews worked through the worst of winter and battled some of the harshest days to get areas done in time. Your professionalism and knowledge was invaluable in this project. Many of our local Franklin services were involved in helping to create this beautiful facility. Special thanks to Town Administrator Jeffrey Nutting, Town Building Commissioner Gus Brown, former Town Purchasing Manager Norma Collins, DPW Director Robert Cantareggi, and DPW Superintendent Carlos Ribello. Together, they brought the town services connectivity to the site. As you know, the safety of this site is remarkable. We had site inspections, assistance with evacuation routing, as well as specific safety recommendations from our police and fire departments. Special thanks to Chief Samurgin and Chief McGarraher from our Franklin Police and Fire Departments. Opening a school was only part of this project. As you know, closing a building and opening a new one represents major logistical issues. Our custodial crews, led by Facilities Director Michael D'Angelo and Facilities Manager Richard Gaskin, spent weeks loading items from Franklin, the old Franklin High School, and distributing them to the other schools in our district. I'd like to thank the crews who moved thousands of pounds of materials this summer. We are all indebted to you. The teachers were able to get into their rooms in early August, and in just a matter of a few weeks, they took the site from a building filled with boxes to a place ready for instruction. This meant our teachers and administration, led by our superintendent Maureen Sabalinski and our great high school principal Peter Light, they worked very hard in a short period of time to create a warm and inviting learning environment. Through it all, our staff remained positive, focused on students, and kept smiles on their faces. This amazing effort has not gone unnoticed or unappreciated. Thank you. A group that wrestled with this entire design and construction of this project was the School Building Committee. This group, made up of interested community citizens, local government officials, and town employees, provided feedback and made recommendations along the way. They participated in the design work, site visits, weekly meetings, monthly meetings, as well as big decisions on how to utilize the allocations provided. Their tireless contributions have shaped this beautiful facility along the way. At this time, I'd like to introduce them to you. If you could stand when I read your names. Norma Collins, Jeffrey Nutting, Ed Cafasso, please stand. Maureen Sabalinski, Michael D'Angelo, Peter Light, Paula Mullen, Thomas Cameron, William Good, Robert Halter, Michael LeBlanc, Chris Feely, and our secretary, Maureen Barker. They deserve a round of your applause. In addition to the building committee, our town council and school committee helped to guide the project along. I'm proud to have worked with you all on this project. Thank you very much. You might be saying, whoa, who hasn't this guy thanked? The truth is, I have only just scratched the surface of those who should be thanked. There are many contributors to the new school not listed in the program. You as a community, it was a complicated project. No one can build a school alone. We built the school together. From all of us on the school building committee, thank you. Thank you for our school. Thank you for your support. Thank you for helping us create this beautiful addition to our town. This is our school for our community, for our children, and we are ready for the future. We couldn't be more proud. Thank you. At this time, I'd like to introduce to you our first speaker. This is Barbara Hansberry, Deputy Executive Director of the Massachusetts School Building Authority.
Thank you, Mr. That was great. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
I bring greetings from Treasurer Steve Grossman, who's the chair of the Mass School Building Authority Board of Directors, and our executive director, Jack McCarthy, who would love to be here. This is one of his favorite things to do, dedicating a new school. But his daughter is a freshman in Florida, and he is at Parents Weekend. So he has a good excuse, one of the only excuses, I have to say. But so it's my great pleasure to be here. And I want to thank everybody for inviting me and giving me this opportunity to not only see your incredible, beautiful new school, but to tell you a little bit briefly about the MSBA. We partner with school districts to renovate or build new schools. We get a penny on the sales tax to do that. But that's not that easy. The school district has to be ready to do this type of work. And as everybody who's just been thanked knows, it is a lot of work and a lot of planning. But the team that Franklin had, from the architects AI3, this beautiful model that they produced and, you know, that they reproduce in amazing ways that are unique to each and every school district. To Daedalus, the OPM firm who it works very closely with the MSBA, because we don't just hand over, in Franklin's case, you know, well over $55 million. We don't just hand that over. We like to sort of manage things. And, you know, we're the government. We're here to help, right? Yeah. But OPM has worked with us, and we have worked with them, and they do a fabulous job. And you had a fabulous contractor, Bacon Agostini, one of the premier Massachusetts contractors that, you know, build very quality construction. So we're very pleased to have worked with them on this particular project too. So the MSBA has a mission, and our mission is to build educationally appropriate, flexible, sustainable, and cost-effective public school facilities. And we have done that in Franklin. Yesterday, I was in North Reading. North Reading just dedicated its brand new high school as well. Absolutely gorgeous spaces for 21st century learning to take place. It doesn't happen, though, without the full support of the taxpayers of the town of Franklin. So what I want all the students in Franklin to know is that these folks have invested in your futures, and it's because they believe in you. And just as the Pledge of Allegiance folks showed us this morning, there's a reason, because there's so much potential here in Franklin, and it is going to be so well served by this amazing facility with a long-distance learning center, so that 21st century education can happen with communicating with individuals in the next town, in the next state, or a country of the world, right here in one beautiful space within the school. The Performance Center. I've already got wind that the chorus is phenomenal, and I'm sure the band is just as phenomenal, as well as all the budding thespians that Franklin has. So it's an amazing tribute to a town to be able to build a brand new school, and I congratulate you all for that amazing effort. So in closing, I just want to say that I sit on the designer selection panel that helps pick the architectural firms for each district school. And I recently found a saying in one of those application practice packages that has stuck with me, and I want to bring it to you. It goes like this: tell me and I forget. Show me and I remember. Involve me and I understand. And this school has so many features to involve every single different type of learner that there is, that you all will be involved, your children, and your citizens, in the 21st century education process, which is just amazing and awesome. And my hat goes off to all of you. So it's my extreme pleasure to have been here, and I can't wait for the tour, and thank you very much.
Our next speaker is Chairman of the Franklin Town Council, Robert Valley.
My charge for being here today is to recognize all of our citizen volunteers who made this beautiful Ephesus become a reality. I was given the opportunity to teach at Horace Mann, our high school, back in the early 60s, and now to the torn-down school in the early 70s, and let me say that the improvements over the years have been astonishing. We now have all the latest technologies in every department in this new school. All of this was made possible by our citizen volunteers. Let me first thank the citizens of Franklin for the overwhelming vote for this beautiful school. Many of which did so at some hardship, believe it or not, but they want to invest in the future of our children. I would like to thank the present town council members, if I may, Matthew Kelly, Judith Pontreffa, Andrew Basanti, Glenn Jones, Stephen Williams, Peter Padula, Brett Feldman, and Tom Mercer, and the former council members who were involved in this prior to this last election, which would be Robert DeLacco, Tina Powderly, Scott Mason, Jeffrey Roy, Scott Whalen, Shannon Zolo, and Joe McGann. And the present school committee members are very important. Also, Paula Mullen, Trevor Clement, Cindy Douglas, John Jewell, Kevin O'Malley, Susan Robach, Roberta Trahan, and the former school committee members, Ed Cafasso again, Bill Glynn, Jeff Roy, Pam McIntyre, and Sean Donahue. And to repeat what Tom said a little while ago, for the only support of the new high school, I would like to recognize the following building committee members again: Edward Cafasso, Christopher Feely, Peter Light, Thomas Cameron, William Goody, Paula Mullen, Norma Collins, Robert Halter, Jeffrey Nutting, Michael D'Angelo, Michael LeBlanc, and Maureen Sobolinski, and as chairman, Thomas Mercer. They interviewed architects, visited schools that were similar to our school, and spent many hours and days trying to come up with the right formula, and they did. Let me say, as chairman, Tom Mercer began this venture months before the voters approved the new school. I thank Tom and Jeff Nutty for every service organization and neighborhood gathering in town to tell the citizens the importance of a new high school, bring along with them their charts and their drawings. After the approval, Tom was involved in every phase of construction, knew what was going on at every moment, and kept the council and its citizens informed at all times. Tom, the town council and the citizens of Franklin owe you a debt of gratitude. And finally, the passage of this school was not made by one individual. It was made by a team of people. I would like to thank and recognize the team that joined together to make this possible, as well as the citizens of Franklin who supported this venture. Thank you.
Our next speaker is the Honorable Richard Ross, State Senator.
Thank you, Tom, and greetings to the town of Franklin. What a great school you have here, and it's my honor as a member of the Education Committee, which I have been since my election back in 2004, to carry the dream of Horace Mann forward to future generations of parents and young people, that they get a quality education, become very active contributors to our society in a meaningful way. It has been great to have served at a time when we were revamping how we funded public education, and actually we were having difficulties back in the early 2000s, and Catherine Craven was working for the State Treasury at that time, and she worked with us as a committee and others to find a way to revamp the way we deliver schools to our communities, reimburse communities for the efforts that they put forward in real time. And we have a situation now where Franklin, actually, as they did their building, actually got paid for it as they went along, and you come out the other end whole. Because years ago, we remember that it took years and years of overrides to pay for a school, and that's not happening anymore. And the fact that you got this school for pretty much exactly the same price that Whitman Hansen got theirs for back in 2004, 2005, when I had the privilege to tour that fine school down in Whitman Hansen line, and to see a school just like this, and we dreamed of it as a model. So you are the beneficiary of that model, and the Commonwealth has done a great job providing a plan and a template so we can build schools all over the state. I've probably been at a dozen of these since my election, and it is fascinating to see what this has done to revitalize communities and to add spirit back into a community. You've got the Panthers and your teams that are here have always had spirit, and as a fellow King Philip person from Wrentham, we always got whopped in the Thanksgiving football game, and I wonder if things will change, but I doubt it. But it is my honor to be here today.
Not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon, Jeff Roy says. It's a privilege working with Jeff and Karen Spilka, and she's my colleague in the Senate, and your town elected officials. Jeff Nutting's been great. The council's been great. Everybody that's involved with this project really has Franklin's heart at best interest. As a descendant and member of the Mann family, who was actually piqued with interest, remembering back to my great-great-granduncle Horace Mann that founded American Free Public Education, his time in the Senate in the 1830s culminated with him becoming the first Secretary of Education back in 1839. So it is wonderful to see that his legacy, which was begun on that farm down by Star Market, which is his family homestead, has culminated in his dream of providing public education for all students being replicated time and time again across the cities and towns of our great nation. So we have him to thank, but we also have his nativity and Franklin to thank as well. He gave a good home and a good start and a good education for his beginning. So thank you very much. It's wonderful to join you here today. And I'm going to pass this on to my colleague, Karen Spilka, who has a legislative citation that she's going to deliver on behalf of us.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you for letting me join you here today on such a glorious occasion, on a glorious day. I do also want to just recognize that it takes a community to build such an incredible building, and it's more than just a building, but I also want to thank, I know how much effort is involved coming from the school committee side originally as well to build something like this. So I want to first of all thank the School Building Authority for being such an incredible partner. Please pass that on to the treasurer, and thank you for being here. It's a wonderful opportunity to build something like this in partnership, but it is, again, the taxpayer money, so we want to thank all of you for participating. I do want to thank the building committee for the hours just put into this effort, and thank the town council, school committee, school administration, town administration, for all that is done to day in, day out to support our students. But I also want to commend the Franklin community, each and every one of the residents here in Franklin that constantly come out to support our kids, whether it be to support an override to pass to build this, or for sports, or for music, or for anything else. All of you are here every single day for our kids to provide an incredible opportunity. And this building reflects the Franklin community's educational commitment for all of our children. It's a beautiful building. We were able to take a tour a couple of months ago and to see how a model school was tailored to reflect the values and cares of the Franklin residents for the Franklin students. It's a comfortable learning environment. If you haven't gone around, you'll see. It's very comfortable, but it is a learning environment, and it's like a living space for our students and the faculty. The physical structure and setup of the school, the innovative design, and I stress that it's incredibly innovative, features like the glass-enclosed team project rooms encourage collaboration and learning. And that is what we are all trying to do for our students now for the 21st century education. Encourage collaboration and learning and making it a comfortable environment for our students to learn. Modern technologically advanced classrooms and state-of-the-art science labs will help ensure that our children are prepared to compete and lead, not only to compete, but to have them lead in the 21st century workforce. The improved handicaps access will ensure that all students have opportunities to succeed. The gym facilities, enhanced theater, and media capabilities are amazing assets for Franklin High School's very strong extracurricular programs as well. And the emphasis on public access to these facilities will benefit the community as a whole. I'm excited to also help show off such an incredible, spectacular building and to be here today to kick off the incredible opportunity. So with that, I would like to invite our colleague and friend, Jeff Roy, who it was interesting. It's great to have this opportunity for somebody who was recognized previously several times for being on the school committee, on the town council, and now as a state rep. And then we would present the legislative citation. Thank you.
Great job. Well, I can see that it's beginning to rain here, but I'm going to shorten this. I had it originally at 32 minutes, but we're going to cut it down a bit. But in thinking about today's dedication, I look back at some of the old annual reports delivered to the Massachusetts Board of Education. And the library at the State House has cataloged them carefully, and they provide a unique glimpse into the birth and development of public education in our Commonwealth. And I was particularly drawn to one from February 1 of 1838. Yes, I said 1838. That's the first annual report to be issued. And there was a section in there on school buildings that read as follows. When it is considered that more than 5/6 of all children in the state spend a considerable portion of the most impressible period of their lives in our schoolhouses, the general condition of those buildings and their influences upon the young stand forth at once as topics of prominence and magnitude. The construction of schoolhouses connects itself closely with the love of study, with proficiency, health, anatomical formation, and length of life. These are great interests and therefore suggest great duties. It is believed that in some important particulars, their structure can be improved without the slightest additional expense, and that in other respects, a small advance in cost would be returned a thousandfold in the improvement of those habits, tastes, and sentiments of our children, which are soon to be developed into public manners, institutions, and laws, and to become unchangeable history. Now, those were the words of one of our predecessors in the general court, and Senator Ross had alluded to him. Those were not the words of Jim Valley. I know he was in the State House for a long time, but he wasn't there back in 1838. But those were the words of Horace Mann, who was born here in Franklin on May 4th of 1796. And I have no doubt that he'd be very proud of the work that has been done in his name and supporting the public education here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I think the crowning jewel for this particular school is the 80% yes vote on the school project by the citizens of Franklin. That was the real icing on the cake. Here in Franklin, we have some of the greatest education facilities from early childhood to elementary school to middle school and now to high school. While many communities are playing catch-up, Franklin continues to lead the way. Today, we stand proud together to dedicate this flagship building, which is a crowning jewel for education in Franklin. And there's no doubt in my mind that Horace Mann would be so proud of what we're doing here today. We look forward to seeing this structure endure as a center for learning, whose cost will be returned a thousandfold in the love of study and the improvement of our city, our Commonwealth, and our country. Congratulations, Franklin, and good luck.
Would you come up here? We just would like to present a legislative citation in honor of the dedication of the new Franklin High School, and we present it to Tom Mercer on behalf of the whole community of Franklin.
And
it's raining.
Yeah, I had a little
bit. It is raining.
To give our closing remarks, I'd like to invite the chairperson of the Franklin School Committee, Paula Mullen.
Thank you. Two things come to mind when I look at the new Franklin High School. Wow. And thank you. Wow, what a beautiful building to behold. Windows mirroring our own town library and infusing the school with natural sunlight. Lovely outdoor courtyards. State-of-the-art learning centers throughout. A TV studio, an auditorium, a lecture hall, a black box, and more playing fields yet to come. Wow. While this is a fabulous school, none of it would have been possible without the support of the community. So on behalf of the school committee, thank you to all the residents who recognize the importance of investing in the future to provide our students with a facility for the 21st century. As this part of the program comes to an end, please tour this building. Listen to an original piece of music composed for today. Speak to the students and hear their enthusiasm. Watch a science presentation and check out the robots. Take a stroll on the walking track and look down at the enormous gym. Inhale the newness of the building. Enjoy the flagship that you have built. Thanks.
Building. So I just want to take that one final opportunity to thank all of the staff of Franklin High School and even all of the staff throughout the Franklin Public Schools, because we had other administrators from up the district who really joined us this summer and helped unpack boxes, move boxes around the school. It was a tremendous undertaking, and it certainly couldn't have happened without everyone's support. So thank you very much for meeting all of us. I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Sansoni and the Franklin High School Chorus. Thank you.
My name is Michael Sansoni, and I am the director of vocal music here at Franklin High School. You just heard from orchestra, and my colleague Leanne Rudson, who's the director of instrumental music. I'm so glad to be standing here in this beautiful space, which has such good lighting that I cannot see a single one of you, but I know you're there. One of the most amazing gifts that we have been given as a music faculty at this beautiful new space is our beautiful new Schimmel concert grand piano, which is over here to my right, and we will actually be hearing our inaugural performance on it today from our student Emma Newton. This is a really, really amazing world-class instrument, and there is no one in the district who can play it better than Emma. So here she is with some Chopin for you on our new concert grand.
Good afternoon. My name is Nancy Schoen, Director of Music for the Franklin Public Schools, and on behalf of the Franklin Music staff and our wonderful performing students, I'd like to welcome you to this incredibly beautiful auditorium. Today, we're going to have the opportunity for our students to perform a commissioned work by the nationally known composer, Mr. David Maslanka. Through the generosity of the Franklin Music Boosters and the Franklin Education Foundation, we were able to have Mr. Maslanka commission a work to be dedicated on the opening of this beautiful new auditorium. And it's with great pleasure this afternoon that I'd like to welcome Mr. David Maslanka to the stage to introduce Illumination, the work that he wrote for this special occasion. Thank you.
Thank you. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can use your help. How can you help? If you like this, please tell your neighbor. If you don't like this, please let me know. It's through this feedback loop that I can make improvements to make this really matter for you. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark in the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008 and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.